Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name is Desiree, and today we're going to go ahead and get started about talking about tax write-offs and debt consolidation. Basically, what I wanted to do with this episode is talk about tax write-offs for your home-based business and other things that you can do to free up capital money for your business. One of the things that I did with my home-based business, which is richandrichhomeopportunities.com, is to actually reach out to find out what kind of tax write-offs can I actually have for Rich and Rich Home Opportunities. One of the things that I made sure to do very early on is that you want to describe and start your business off with how are you doing your business. Are you a sole proprietorship? Are you a corporation? Are you an LLC? Or are you a DBA, which stands for doing business as? And each one of those, you would have to reach them to see which one meets your needs. For me, I took sole proprietorship for Rich and Rich Home Opportunities. And with that came some certain tax write-offs that you can write off, you know, when you file your taxes on an annual basis. If you require assistance, you know, talk with your tax preparer that you have. I have one that I've had for years, so she would be the person that I would speak to because she also owns the place where I actually go to, and she owns it not because she was able to just buy into it because she had a lot of money. She owned it because she put some certifications behind her name with more schooling and education than they hang on her place of business. So I, you know, I really respect her, and she's really funny too. But by owning a home business, it's really, I think it's important for you to take advantage of any tax breaks that may be available to you. It allows you to at least be able to keep a little bit more of the income that you have coming in. Also, I went ahead and I applied for a tax EIN number, and I wanted to have that because there are times when I have people that, you know, I may outsource something to someone to be able to complete for me, and, you know, that requires you to be able to pay the individual. And so for me, that was a great ideal, and I am so grateful that I did that because my business can expand. And it's just a wonderful thing. And what I did with my business early off, and after talking with my tax preparer, I went ahead and decided to do some of those things in the beginning, because one of the things that you're going to be doing, there are some things that, you know, have to occur for you to be able to operate your business. One of them is, a lot of times you need to have a website. If you're not a brick and even if you are a brick and mortar shop or store, you want to have a place where people can go to. And that's just like a website. You want to have a place that people can go to so they can find your goods and your services. Well, that's not going to be free. You're going to either pay for that website to be designed and to be for the upkeep of the website. For your brick and mortar store, you're going to have to do some type of marketing and advertising to get your business out to people, whether, you know, however you choose to do that. So you want to keep receipts of everything that you are doing that is for your business. And it's a good idea. I have a folder that I just keep in my I keep it on my computer. And so every time a bill gets generated or an invoice or anything for my business, then I put it into that folder. And that makes it very easy for when tax time comes around, you know, at the year end, you can go ahead and you can bring up all of those receipts of those things that you have been doing within that tax year, so that you can take advantage of whatever tax incentives are available to you at that time. So typically when I am advertising, these are my marketing and advertising costs, and they will be different for, you know, each individual. But one of mine is typically maintaining a website. So hosting, any type of updates that I need to do to the website, any thing that I'm doing to improve the functionality of that website and the pages of that website, any marketing and advertising I do with that website, both on and offline, because online there are a lot of different programs that you can sign up for to have your business to be a part of that, and so that's a cost. I promote my business online also by having my Blog Talk radio show. That, you know, that cost for me to be able to run, you know, a certain amount of time on the show and for whatever it is I'm going to be utilizing it for at that time, but it's clearly it is for my business. And so I save that receipt. Any business cards, pamphlets, brochures, I save those receipts. Whenever I get my invoices in from any place where I'm marketing and advertising it for my business, I save it. And it's, you know, it's very clear on the receipt what they are. Also, for if I'm going to a business meeting for my business to get someone possibly to do an interview for Blog Talk Radio or anything like that, if I'm, you know, if we're there and that meal is being paid for that, then I'll save that receipt. And I like to, you know, I like to put information on the receipt so that it clearly marks it as, you know, the reason why, because you'll forget, you know, a couple months go by, you're like, what's this receipt for? So if you just, you know, mark it on the back of your receipt, or if you can't do that, I scan my stuff into my computer, into my own folder, and so you can just write something brief, you know, and attach, you know, everything together in that folder so that when you go to your tax preparer, you don't have to be thinking about, oh, gosh, if they ask you what's this receipt from, you'll know because you'll have it in writing what it was from, what it was utilized for. Any gas or anything like that that you are paying for in while you are doing things for your home business that are home business activities and you're going to and fro to do those activities, you can save those receipts. And, you know, as I said earlier, write yourself a note so you know what this particular receipt was for so that you can take advantage of that. If you are going to a party and let's say one of your salespeople or your stylist or your jewelist or your makeup rep, if they are hosting a party and you go to that party because you are one of the hostess, because a lot of times if you have people that are learning the business and you've had more experience in the business, they like to have, they will invite you because they know that you know more about it. And so that increases their success that they have at their party. And so you're using your gas, your car to go back and forth to do those type of engagements. If you are requested by another business owner to maybe come and talk at some event that they are having, that, you know, it's the same thing. Any types of, if you're doing trade shows and you're paying for your setup and how everything is going to look for your venue, then that's something that you can take advantage of. So you want to save all of those types of receipts because it will really pay off in the long run. Can you write your car off? Now, this one, I'm going to tell you to really get with your tax preparer, get with your accountant so that you are very sure about what you can write off if you are utilizing your car for your business. Because typically for your car, and I'm going to talk about another one that falls in this area too, it has to be a car that you are operating solely for the business. Now, if there are some loopholes in there or anything like that, I don't know them. I prefer not to mess with the IRS about anything, so I want all of my stuff to be things that are written in stone that everybody can see and that, you know, there's no gray area. Because if there's a gray area, to me, then that's an area where you can get into some legal issues. So if you are operating your car and your car is for your primary, for your business, you will see individuals that will have signage on their car that refers to their business. They are probably leaving and driving, well, they're leaving and driving that car for their business purposes. That car may have some repairs that need to be done. You can't get to the business. You can't keep your business running without the car. Those are repairs that you may be able to write off. So you want to keep a detailed information about what you are actually doing. And whoever your preparer is, you know, I would, you know, continue to talk with them, because I know one thing, when I do my taxes, I always pay for the audit portion of it, so that if I am audited, you know, some, you know, I'll have my tax preparer there, the company there with me as we go through that audit to justify whatever. And I've never had it happen to me. So, but that, never say never, because it can always happen. Also, home offices. This becomes another big one. If your home office is solely your home office, and that's the only thing that you're using it for, is to run your business, then there are home offices that are within, like, let's say for me, for instance, I don't have a home office. This would not be considered a home office. But, you know, if you were living wherever you were living at, and you have a room that's designated as your home office, and that's the only thing that you are using it for, then you may be able to get write-offs for, like, the rent or whatever that you're paying. If that's truly the only thing that you are using it for is just your home office. And that doesn't apply to me, because I use it for all kind of things, and I just happen to have an office that is conveniently located in here also. Don't forget about those pens, that stationery, the paper, any ink, because ink is expensive. It's like sometimes $100 if you're getting black and you're getting colored ink, and may run out very quickly depending on what you're doing. Make sure that you keep those receipts as well. If they're babysitting in childcare, you've got to run out and someone has to take care of your child while you run out and do your business errands for the day. And if you're paying somebody to do that for you, then you need to keep that receipt. It's a good idea. Probably, I like people to sign things, so I would probably have them sign it, you know, with it, whatever, you know, the hours were, the amount, and all that great stuff. And, you know, then I have like a receipt for it. Or if you're writing checks, I don't write checks anymore. It's been forever. You know, maybe that's another way that you can keep up with it. We already talked about coffees, meals, and things of that nature, that, you know, if you are doing those things in the pursuit of, you know, your business, those are definitely things that you can do as a write-off. Some of the things in your office, now some of these do, they do actually, I do them also. So they apply to me, is what I'm trying to get out of my mouth before my tongue continues to get tied, is the fact that you can actually, if you are using a telephone within that office and it's a telephone that's only for your business, that's what you can use. You can utilize that as a write-off. I also have, if anybody knows anything about Google Digital Voice, I have that also as, you know, an office business phone. But I save the receipts from that because they send you an invoice. But if I also do have an office phone, and that number, the only person that gets that number is the person that I give that number to, unless they just, you know, find it arbitrarily. Your flyers, your newspaper ads, all of those things, you know, will count as write-offs. Now, the other thing we want to talk about is debt consolidation. Debt consolidation for some people can be very straightforward, and for some people it can be a touchy issue for them, because one, when you are starting up a business or, you know, any kind of debt consolidation, you know, you're worried about your credit, because, you know, your credit is going to be how you're able to get the personal loans, business loans that you need to be able to run your business. However, what I will say about that is that if you have so much debt that the only thing that you have money to do is to pay that debt, then you probably need to start reconsidering some of the other financial things that are available to you to be able to continue to operate that business and maintain that business. Because you can pay all of the bills to keep it in operation, but if you're not able to bring in enough money to actually continue to do your marketing, your advertising, you're going from place to place in your car that's used for your business. If you're not able to do those things, after a while, your business is not going to be very successful. So when you think about debt consolidation can actually lower your monthly payments that you are making. So if you have lower monthly payments because they are rolling all of those bills into one monthly bill that you can afford, that can free up that capital that we were talking about earlier, or money, to be able to finance marketing and everything that you need to make your business visible to your audience and also to make it successful. And, you know, so you can try to do this debt consolidation in a couple of ways. You can just try to get a debt consolidation loan, or you can actually try to transfer your balances. Like if you have credit cards that are running like high balances, maybe you're able to get all of those credit cards combined into just one credit card. And so you just have that one credit card that you have to focus on. And sometimes this debt consolidation, it goes a long way for people that are having serious issues and dilemmas about their financial status. This can be very helpful to kind of, one, if your mind is thinking more clear because of the fact that you have taken the time to make some wise financial choices, then you will be able to come up with that next best product or that next marketing or advertising opportunity that you want to offer or that you can actually engage in because you do have this money now that's freed up to you because you've consolidated or you transferred balances. And so once again, debt consolidation, it basically it rolls multiple debts into a single payment. You want to try to get the lowest interest rate that you can get, and that's when tax specialists come in hand for this type of thing. It's going to help you reduce your total debt and reorganize you so that you're able to pay these bills off a whole lot faster than what you were going to try to do if you just tried to just pay them all. And let's say you're paying some of them late, then you've got to attach, you know, the late fees onto that. And so you don't want to do that. So debt consolidation is a good idea for that. Most of us have credit cards. I know very few people that have credit cards. And so if you're able to, you know, consolidate your loan well enough to where you can just get it to be one monthly credit card payment that you are paying with a lower interest rate, then you're freeing up money. And then you've got everything paid for. You don't have to worry about multiple bills that you're paying because you're only using, or, you know, for credit cards, you're only using that one credit card. Now this is something that I feel that is, you know, it's important for business owners because it takes money to run your business. That's just the bottom line, unless you're going to barter. You know, if you do something on my Blog Talk Radio show, maybe I can come and speak at your engagement or however, you know, you have, if you've got, you know, a lot of something left over and another individual has a lot of something different, then maybe you can exchange that, you know, to increase your customers coming to you because now you're offering something different to them. The other thing you can do is, like I said, talk with a tax specialist. And I know that places like if you cure a debt, I know that if you've got, you know, it goes by $10,000. If it's kind of lower, if it's kind of higher, that's kind of how they have to justify how they're going to be able to work with you. But they are normally available from Monday through Friday, and their office hours are 9 to 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And their number is 877-370-3974. It doesn't cost you a thing to actually talk with somebody about what is going on with you. There's not an obligation or anything like that. For those who maybe work Monday through Friday, I know clear that they have Saturday hours from 10 until 2 o'clock. Try to see if that's something that's an option for you. And like I said, once again, this is not something that you have to pay. You're not paying anything for it, you know, at that time. You're not locking yourself into anything, but you can just talking with someone sometimes can relieve some of the anxiety that you may have about a financial dilemma that you're having with your business or just in general, because maybe you need it for some other things. Maybe you could start that finances actually managed, you know, so that you can take care of them. The other thing, you know, do your research on debt consolidation. I know Forbes, they have a pretty nice article in there about debt consolidation. So, you know, try a few of them, see what's worked for you. Debt consolidation, The other thing that comes up, debt consolidation, is bankruptcy. Debt consolidation is not bankruptcy, because bankruptcy, a lot of times what some people are, well, a lot of people do, is they want to cancel out their debt. That basically means they don't want to pay anybody anything. They just want to just start over, pay nobody. So businesses and everybody loses in that situation, even if you are a consumer. I mean, times if you had a place to go just bankrupt. There's nothing you can do about it. They're no longer in existence unless they become existent as under operating under another name, which half the time you never know. But debt consolidation is the opposite of that, because you are acknowledging that you do have debt and you're trying to actually pay that debt down. And so your credit is going to increase when you start to pay that debt off, because your numbers are going to go off, because what? You're paying the bills now. And, you know, and you still have the money that you can put into another another marketing or advertising ideal that you have for your business. Or maybe you can start, you know, that business that you've been wanting to start, but you haven't had the money to be able to do some of the things that you wanted to do to get yourself in, you know, ready to operate a business. Thank everybody who came out to the show today, and anyone who listens later on, because, Blog Talk Radio show, this is online, so you are able to tune into the episodes at your leisure. For individuals who join us live, you know, you have the ability to call in and to ask questions. As always, Blog Talk Radio, I'm always looking for other individuals to be co-hosts. To tell me about, you know, what's going good in your business and or what's not going on good in your business, or what types of things are you doing as an entrepreneur, what's in store for you, things that are coming up. I love to hear about those. I know that our audience would love to hear from you. It is much better when it's coming from a real live person than, you know, sometimes just reading it. But even if you read it and then you can follow it up by actually coming to the show and actually hearing individuals talk about their product and some of the things that they have found that are very successful for them, and things that they have learned along the way that did not work for their particular business, and the reasons why they didn't work. I will go ahead and I will blog the summary of this show with any numbers and any websites so that you can follow up with those websites at your leisure also. And then the other thing is that I will be having another Blog Talk Radio show tomorrow. And that Blog Talk Radio show, I'm setting that one all up, but it'll be tomorrow. It'll be around 4:00 as well. Right now, the topic of interest is going to be blogging and article marketing, because I talk about it on some episodes, but I only hit on them. So we're actually going to take some time and really devote to some blogging and article marketing and, you know, the ways that you do that, resources that you can utilize, and how to get your articles noticed and so you get traffic to them and get people's interest, because just like when you own a store, that, you know, you want people to walk into it, and so you want to make that store comfortable and desirable looking so that people come into your store. And so that's the same thing with blogging and for article marketing. And so that's what the plan is for my Blog Talk Radio show tomorrow. It'll be here on Blog Talk Radio for Rich and Rich Home Opportunities. So it's the website is blogtalkradio.com. /Rich and Rich Home Opportunities. Thank you guys for tuning in, and I hope to have you guys listen to me tomorrow, or just listen to me when you have your time. And if you don't have time, then I always will let you know where you can find my blog. And right now that blog is on richandrichhomeopportunities.com if you want to kind of look, and then you can see other episodes that are coming up. And if you tune into Blog Talk Radio, you'll be able to see previous episodes. Okay, you guys have a wonderful rest of your day.